Welcome back to A Woman's View here on KSL News Radio. So good to have Shauna Scott Bellacomo with me, the former president of the Women's State Legislative Council and the Utah Women's Lobby. Christine Cook Fairbanks is here, Education Policy Fellow at the Sutherland Institute. And Lisa Walker is with me, certified athletic trainer and teacher at Springville High School. I want to ask you a political question. So, Shauna, with your forgiveness, I'm going to start with you again. You are my political guru. I'm looking at the state GOP convention. And the, you know, here is Governor Cox on the stage, has one of the highest approval ratings of any governor, at least in modern history. And they're booing him. And, they're booing him to the point where it's having an effect like on children in the there were reports of how children in the audience felt uncomfortable with some of the language. And I don't know. I want to have a healthy respect for the fact that politics can be raucous and maybe even should be to a certain extent. But is that what this is, or what's going on here in your estimation?
Well, I'm not a member of the Republican Party. I am a member of the Democratic Party, and I attended the Democratic County Convention and the State Convention. I have walked into the Republican Convention many years ago when the Democratic Convention and the Republican were both held jointly on the same day at the Salt Palace. And I remember I wanted to see the difference in sides because, of course, I have friends and family that are members of the other party. And I felt like the Republican convention at that time was rowdy and beyond disrespectful compared to the Democratic convention. So it wasn't surprising to me to personally read that people felt that way from the Republican Party, because I felt that way just walking into it years ago. And I felt like I could see some type of a difference, not saying that the Democratic Party has not been disrespectful at times as well during different convention circles, but the Republican Party here does have a history of booing their incumbents. And, this isn't the first time that a governor's been booed or other elected officials have been treated that way on stage. And so I feel like those voices becoming louder, maybe they are to some of the mainstream members of that party. Is it right? I don't think so. I don't think it provides, an environment where people may feel like they can ask some of the important questions like what we've just been talking about. I think, the parties have become this to some extent where the rowdiest or the most extreme are going to show up, and they want their voices to be heard. So they're going to be the loudest and take over and not allow some of the other factors or players to be able to speak. And isn't that why the Republican Party has had this fight amongst itself, where they went to gathering signatures to get some people on ballot because they found they couldn't get through a convention because of some extremist groups within that party?
Yeah. How do you see this, Christine?
Well, I have been a delegate in the past in Utah. I no longer live in Utah, but 2018, I actually was at the GOP convention, and I remember thinking that it was interesting. I came away feeling like it was very divisive and kind of loud and crazy. But, you kind of get this response back if you feel that way, like, oh, well, people care deeply and there's passion. I get that. Like, I can understand where that's coming from. And it's almost like, unless you're willing to do something kind of more bold, like you're not fighting hard enough for your perspective. And okay. And, in the past, if you look at American history, man, politics has always been kind of brutal, and there's even been examples of violence and things like that. But certainly in my perspective or my lifetime, it seems like it's kind of at a boiling point even, and it almost turns you off a little bit from even wanting to go to the convention. You're going to be there all day, first of all. I was super pregnant, and then everyone was yelling and mad. And so I thought, I want to get out of here. it's just not an environment. And I really do enjoy politics and public policy and things like that. But I'm not surprised it's gotten a little worse, especially in an election year here with a presidential election. But.
Wow. So what was your takeaway from 2018? Was it just this is messy, or the party's going in the wrong direction, or this is just politics?
I think my takeaway was that it was messy. Maybe this is just politics. I think there's a question mark in my head was, is this always how it's been? Because I still feel like I'm relatively young and getting involved in this part of politics. And so people say, oh, you know, it's getting worse and worse. And I thought, okay, it must be getting worse and worse. What did it look like before? You know, like, where are we headed? Anyways, and like I said, at 2024, I'm not surprised it was as vocal as it was.
Yeah, I appreciate that perspective. Lisa, how do you see this?
Well, I'm happy to get that little bit of education from Shauna. I wasn't aware that the past had a lot of the booing and those things going on. That actually makes me feel a little bit better about it. My initial response was, I'm glad that Governor Cox kind of held his ground there. I was glad that he handled it somewhat lightheartedly with his, you know, well, I love you guys. And they're like, well, we don't love you kind of thing. And it didn't seem to deter him. So I like that he can stay calm under those circumstances. And again, I'm going to say he likely anticipated that it was coming his way because of all the signatures that were gathered. I don't like the obnoxiousness of booing. And again, maybe I'm just getting old, showing my age, but to me, that's a bit of bullying, right? You're supposed to be there to hear the platform of one another. And living in the world of athletics, I don't like the unsportsmanship.
I don't like when they boo in a stadium, right. And I don't like it at a convention.
Right. I'm like, cheer for your team, right? Cheer for your candidate, but don't personally attack the other side. And again, it just might be partially the world that I live in, but it's kind of my takeaway from it. I liked the way he handled it. I came away, I think, liking him more because of the way he handled it rather than feeling that he wasn't the guy for the job. So,
yeah. When he said, maybe you just hate that I don't hate enough.
And I thought the same thing. I thought exactly that.
Did you like that too, Shauna?
Yeah. I thought, you don't, maybe you're booing him because you can't really control him. Like, he really is out to reach across and to try to make things a little bit better. And maybe you really want this extreme camp during the election. I don't know. Yeah. That's my two cents.
I appreciate all of your comments this week. So wonderful. Will you please come back and see me again?
Will do. Thanks, Amanda.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and I'll see you next week here on A Woman's View.
If you enjoy Amanda Dixon, join us back here each weekday for news and stories important to our community. Amanda hosts Utah's Morning News from 5 to 9 on KSL News Radio.